Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello everyone! Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are supposed to be Connie and Belle, and this is a pre-recorded version. And today's session, we are talking about the understanding the basics of social media marketing or management, 5 tips from our special guest. Hindi nagsushow yung aking okay there. So again, we're supposed to be Connie and Belle. This is a pre-recorded session and we are building, hold on, my computer is a little delayed. So we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So, again, that's our topic for tonight's session. So again, we are going to talk about understanding the basics of social media marketing. But before that, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, I hope Belle is okay, and I, as well as special guest Marisa, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, if you are watching us for the very first time, oh my goodness, I'm still lagging. So now I'm back. I'm not sure if you heard my voice. My goodness, sorry about that. So again, if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell to get notifications, because we go live Mondays, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Philippine time, Manila time. So every Monday, we do the live praise and worship session. Kakantahan tayo, but it's directed to God because we want us to start our week right. And then on Thursdays, we talk about virtual assistant, freelancing, digital marketing. So if you're interested in any of those, I hope you do, click that subscribe button again and the bell there. So don't miss it. So without further ado, let me introduce our special guest for today's session. Okay, a simple description. Okay, she is a digital marketer, social media manager, database manager, and general virtual assistant. So if you want to find out more, make sure that you ask questions in the comments. By the way, again, this is a pre-recorded session, so you are still free to comment, to enter your comments sa live chat. Itanong yung mga tanong nyo, mag-comment kayo, share your thoughts. If you have questions, i-relay namin yan sa aming special guest para siya yung sasagot. Okay, so there. So without further ado, let's welcome Marissa May Cabañez Anting. Ayun! Oh my God! Delayed! May delayed yung computer ko ngayon. Bakit kaya? Welcome, welcome again. Thank you for saying yes. Ayaw ba tapos natin to recording na to? My goodness. So bago tayo magtanong-tanong, short story muna. How did you end in this, you know, lahat ng basta in overall digital marketer yan. How did you end up in the digital marketing industry? What was yung mga ginagawa mo before? At paano ka natuto? Yan. Share naman muna.
I was a marketing manager sa isang corporate job. On-site siya na set up last 2022. And then, hindi nag-work yung company kasi startup lang siya, and then private company from the government agency. So, hindi siya nag-work kasi marami na silang competition. So wala nang trabaho. So, dun sa province namin dati sa Mindanao, I have a friend na nagka-handle siya ng she needed help. So she outsourced some to me. And then habang nag-freelancing ako sa kanya, I started loving it. So I decided na to pursue it on my own na.
So parang ano ba yan? Follow-up question lang. So parang natuto ka from your friend, or did you also work for her?
From my work experiences, may mga tasks pa rin kasi na parang parehas lang din sila ng sa pag-DBA. Pero yung ibang tools, yung process, kasi international clients, then remote work, sa kanya ko natutunan. Mm. But I also enroll in paid courses, and then nanonood din ako ng mga tutorials. So that's where I learned about freelancing.
Yun. So, and given na marketing manager ka, hindi naman siya totally bago. Parang more of updating lang talaga kasi online siya, no? Given, since, tawag dito, you work in an on-site, is there any advantages and disadvantages from working right now versus yung past, yung experience mo?
Yes, actually maraming advantages nung naging freelancer na ako, kasi at example, I don't have to compromise my time with myself and my family just for work, since I will have to engage in the toxic culture of the usual 9-to-5. And then third, I'm no longer underpaid, since being a freelancer, earning 5 to 6 digits is possible. And lastly, I get to enjoy the magic of work-life balance. And then yung advantage naman ng freelancing, it is not stable, it is fast-paced, so I really have to be consistent in upskilling and networking. And also when you're a freelancer, expect mo na talaga na messy na yung body clock mo since you will be working mostly on graveyard shift and asleep in the morning when everyone is usually awake. So, yun lang yung advantages naman.
Hmm. Parang ano, ako graduate na ako sa night, hindi ko na kaya yan. So, for sure, you have your sets of struggles and challenges. Can you share with us and paano mo siya na-overcome?
Ano, nagsistart pa lang talaga ako ng freelancing. Yung pinaka-struggle ko talaga is yung imposter syndrome. Because when I was starting, despite na my degree, my experiences, my skill set, I always felt like I was not good enough. There were a lot of job interviews that I failed because I was not confident answering. In some of the job interviews, I did not show up because nananervyos talaga ako. So, I don't know, the thought of having interviews even though they were online, it makes me so nervous. So, seeing a new version's plans, it was actually a Bible app. So, mayroon silang mga sinasuggest doon ng mga plans weekly. And then, since I was struggling with imposter syndrome, yung mga fears, yung patatakot, ganito-ganyan. So, yun yung pinili ko. So, binasa ko lahat yon. And then, there's a passage nga nabasa ko doon that says na, you only feel scared, nervous, and not good enough because you put things in your hands. You try to do on your own. And you don't acknowledge or bring God with you on that journey. So, and to be honest, you really can't have God's confidence, His wisdom, His guidance, or in your job hunting journey when God is not acknowledged in everything you do. So, from then on, I prayed for my plans to align with God's plan in my life. And I still feel scared most of the time, but I no longer let that get in the way of my dreams. So, because even though I'm scared, I know I have a God who will sustain me and grant my desires in His time.
Wow. Anong-ano ulit yan?
YouVersion.
YouVersion?
YouVersion. Bible app siya. Tapos may mga sinasuggest siyang plans every week. For different topics.
Yes, ang ganda nun. So, I hope you got that, mga kapatid. So, God's plans, God's thing is not in our hands. Kasi masyado tayo nagdidepende sa kung ano nakikita natin, nakakapa, narinig. Yes, oo. Thank you for sharing. So, I think magandang resource na rin yan for people na naghahanap ng strength, ng motivation. So, check niyo yung app na sinasabi ni Marisa. Last question siguro bago tayo mag-proceed dun sa main topic, which is the basics of social media. So, what is the biggest blessing you received since you started?
For me, aside from the salary I get, because since I became a freelancer, we now have enough money, or we now have enough resources to sustain our wants and our needs. But my biggest blessing is the time I can spend with my family, because it was something na nako-compromise ko talaga when I was in the corporate world. So I no longer miss special occasions with my family, and I have a nephew, so I get to see my nephew grow and I spend time with him. So yun yung mga biggest blessing ko.
Amen.
Yung gift of time.
Yes. Kaya totoo yung ano eh, parang sa freelancers totoo talaga yung kasabihan or saying or quote na time is gold. Time is gold, because pag yun ang meron tayo.
Yes.
Napakalaking blessing. Yes. So, how has your faith impacted your business or your work as a VA? Do you recall instances when you felt like things have been orchestrated by God Himself? Something perhaps that made you say, I know it's you, Lord. There. pa-share naman.
So actually when I was starting as a freelancer, hindi talaga siya yung nung nag-decide ako na maging freelancer, hindi siya agad-agad naging freelancer ako. So nung nag-resign ako doon sa yung job ko dati, I was unemployed for 5 months. Hmm. So for 5 months, wala talagang income. And for that, within that month, I tried applying talaga. So I can say my whole freelancing career was all from God. Because when I decided to pursue freelancing, ginawa ko talaga lahat. I studied, I researched, and I applied to a lot of agencies because sabi nila, agencies are the best for newbies. Hmm. So I went to a lot of interviews, but I was never the best choice. I was always rejected. I failed, and in some applications, I didn't get a response. Rejections were my daily meal for 5 months. I remember one night when I broke down, and I had this moment where I vented out to God because I was so disappointed. Kasi buong week, may job interview ako. For 5 days straight talaga. Oh. And then lahat ng job interview na yun, bagsak. As in yung buong week na yun, pinaghandaan ko din na bagsak. So nung weekend na, parang inassess ko yung nangyari within that week. So I was really disappointed. Kasi syempre consecutive rejections ba naman. Mm. So I have this moment na parang sa start ng prayer ko, na bent out of my God. I even asked him na, I work so hard naman, but parang hindi mo naman pinapakinggan. Parang, kasi syempre, every job interview, nagdadasal naman. Mm. Pero parang, reject ng reject, unfortunately, ganyan. So, pero nung after ko nung tinanong sa kanya yun, na-guilty ako kasi syempre, who am I to question God's unlimited power with my limited expectations, di ba? Mm. So, yung ginawa ko noon, I ended that prayer na sinabi ko na lang sa kanya. Kasi totoo talagang parang, I listened to my body na lang talaga. Nung I ended that prayer na sinabi ko sa kanya, and Lord, rest mo na ako. Di mo na ako mag-a-apply. Di mo na ako mag-enroll sa courses. Wala pa muna akong gagawin. Kasi parang gusto kong i-regain yung confidence ko. Tsaka yung gana na mag-apply. Kasi parang drained na talaga that time. So sabi ko noon, I will lay my plans of being a virtual assistant in your hands. And last ko talaga sinabi nun, let your will be done. So wala na akong gagawin, siya na. Hmm. Parang sinuko ko ng time na yun. Kasi pagod, parang pagod lang talaga. So for 2 weeks, I spent my time watching Netflix lang talaga. Gossip Girl, Lucifer, kung anong yung mga maraming episodes sa Netflix para lang ano, pastime. Ayoko talagang isipin muna yung nag-enroll na courses. Na yun, within that month, last day eksakto ng month na yun, I received, he is a Canadian. Ooh. He told me na may job opening daw siya for a marketing coordinator position. And then, baka daw kasi, I have the skills para matulungan siya. Direct client siya. Pero nung time kasi na yun, yung mindset ko nun, I need time talaga na parang pass muna, ganito. So it took me 4 days talaga to respond and to apply. And to be honest, wala talaga akong ginawa nun. I kept still. I did nothing and I just leave it all to God. Hmm. And to be honest, that client na hindi ko sinenda ng job, ng application, yung client na hindi ako yung nag-reach out, he was my first freelancing international client. And he was a direct client. And hindi niya ako oo, tapos yung salary ko doon, times 3 agad ng salary ko nung nasa corporate pa ako. So if may natutunan ako doon sa struggles, I could never imagine na yung biggest blessing na binigay ni God when I surrendered everything to Him was that siya kumilos nung in-stop ko yung pagkilos ko kasi yun yung mali. I prayed kay God sa mga plans ko pero tinatry ko namang i-navigate. tinatry ko, study ka na ganito, apply ka na ganito. When in fact, may power naman pala sa pag-surrender.
Yes.
Especially if you're surrendering your plans. But, so yun yung lesson ko.
Grabe.
Na pag pinag-pray mo na, huwag mo nang itry nang itry, hayaan mo yung si God na kumilos nun para sa'yo.
Amen. Grabe, kinikilabuta ako.
Yung lesson ko talaga dito sa freelancing.
Kinikilabuta ako kasi parang last time lang.
True, lalo na ako.
Last time lang kasi pinag-uusapan namin yung surrender. Ganyan, yung paglalo ka ng gigigil, diba, na maghanap ng client, lalo siyang mailap sa'yo. So, kailangan mo talagang mag-surrender. Iba yung surrender na surrender. So, grabe, thanks for sharing. Sayang wala si Belle kasi nakaka-relate siya sa agency. Kasi nag-try din siya sa agency, pero ang nangyari, nag-direct din siya. Tapos ilang rejections din siya. Sayang. Pero wow, grabe. Kilabutan pa rin ako. Wait lang. So, kasi yun yung gusto namin i-share. Buti nga, Filipino English lalo. Hirap kasi i-interpret pag English. So,
express.
Oo, yun. Kasi yun yung sinasabi namin na lalo na, hindi ko kaya yung ginawa mo isang linggo sunod-sunod na mag-a-apply ka, magko-call ka, may interview ka.
Durog talaga.
Hindi ko kaya durog. Yung kailangan kong huminto after one pa lang.
Desperada na eh. Kailangan ng mga 5 months ba naman?
Well, di ba, yun nga. Lahat tayo nakakaintindi sa point na yun, pero sana mag-gets niya yung pinapoint namin every time na yung surrender to God, iba talaga kapag pinasa mo sa Kanya. Kasi bakit ba natin binubuhat lahat? Eh, meron, andiyan si Lord para buhatin eh, di ba?
Yung ay kaya niya eh.
Oo, di ba? Kasi nga, infinite nga si God. So, there. Sana na, nag-gets niya yan. So, ayan, magandang end ng first section. So, we're going to the next section, which is the 5 tips on the understanding the basics of social media marketing. So, isusolo na kita, Marisa. Take it away.
So, I will discuss the basics of social media management. So, ano nga ba ang social media management? So, social media management is a process of creating, posting, and analyzing material on social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as designing a strategy that is specific to each platform. Importance of social media management. Social media management is a very cost-effective initiative, especially for business owners, since they can market and sell their products or services through social media without spending money on building or renting for a physical office. So social media management, you can connect to people around the globe. So that means you can reach a large, a broad range of target audience since majority of people are now using social media. And then you can align your marketing initiatives with user behavior. So how to get started with social media management? First, you have to take a look at your current social media approach. You have to examine your social media objectives. Ano nga ba ang goal ng social media platforms mo? You have to ensure that your social media branding is consistent so that you can build a strong brand identity. You keep track of your social media analytics such as followers, engagement rate, and other information. You can do this weekly or monthly so you can identify kung ano yung strategy, kung ano yung content na nag-work, hindi nag-work, and that needs to improve. Finding trends in your social media data such as content preferences and examining the social media presence of your competitors. Second, you have to identify your target market. Hindi pwedeng post ka lang ng post, comment ka lang ng comment, follow ka lang ng follow. You really have to know your target market. Kasi iti-tailor natin sa target market mo, sa target audiences mo, yung brand mo, and yung mga content na ipopost mo. Kasi kailangan mag-resonate siya sa target audience mo. So, because not analyzing your target market would make it difficult for marketers. Knowing your audience would increase the conversion rates, and when your conversion rate increases, automatically your ROI increases. So third, social media development phase. Selecting the best social media platform for your company. So hindi siya necessary na gamitin mo lahat ng social media platforms. You can choose what's kung ano yung best na platform para sa business mo and kung anong klaseng content yung i-share mo. You have to develop your social media strategy according to your goals, your industry, and your brand. You can decide your business page on a social media platform, and you can develop your business or your source and increase your social media presence. So dito, kailangan mag-engage with them, loyal to your followers and customers. Your response towards a potential customer or customers will play a crucial role in increasing your conversions. Influencers can play a significant role in increasing your brand awareness. And for the fifth step, you can keep an eye on your social media performance. Yung sinasabi ko kanina, you can do this weekly or you can do this monthly para ma-identify, para ma-access mo kung ano yung nag-work, hindi nag-work, and kung ano yung kailangan mong i-improve. So, maraming social media platforms, but these six are the top social networks for social media management. And dito yung Facebook, yung Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and TikTok. So, that's it for my presentation about the basics of social media management. Sana may natutunan kayo.
Yay! Thank you for sharing. Ayan, nilabas na niya na yung mga contacts niya. So feel free to connect with Marisa if you have questions. Again, this is a pre-recorded. So if you're watching and you have questions, comment lang. Make a comment and i-forward natin yan kay Marisa so she can answer you directly. There, so let's go with the next section of this session, which is the fast Q&A round. Okay. Ready ka na ba? Mahirap yung mga tanong dito.
Yes.
Sige, okay. First question. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Second, able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to speak every language in the world.
Okay. Sorry, medyo naglag na naman ako. Next, last movie or series you watched?
Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, Can't Buy Me Love. Ooh, okay. Ano yung last song playing on your mind, your LSS?
It's a Bisaya song eh. It's a Christian song. So it's Ang Gugma Mo.
Sige, Kaiba. Can you translate na lang? Ano yung title?
Ang Pag-ibig Mo.
Oh, okay.
Ang pagmamahal ko, yeah.
Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
Last book you've read?
Mindset. Kalimutan ko yung author eh. Pero Mindset, yeah.
Ayun talaga yung title ng book. Mindset.
Oo. Parang ano siya, kinocompare yung fixed mindset tsaka yung growth mindset.
Yeah. Uy, interesting. Feel free to check that book.
Yes.
Top three people you follow. Walang, nothing in particular. Just three people.
Eh, sino?
Yes.
Artista lang.
Oo, kahit artista pa.
No. Catherine Bernardo, tapos na VA na nagtuturo, si Brian. And then, freelancer din siya, si Shaira.
Okay.
Mga content creators na about freelancing.
Oh, okay. So, sa YouTube sila, tama ba?
Ay, mostly sa TikTok.
TikTok.
Sa YouTube, di ako mahilig. Oo, di ako masyadong mahilig sa TikTok.
Hindi ako mahilig sa TikTok, hindi ko rin naman alam. paper or plastic?
Paper.
summer or rainy days?
Summer.
Favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Diba? Sino ba namang ano, corporate ang love ang Monday? Freelancer lang yun.
Oh, freelancer. Balik na ngayon eh.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask for permission.
Okay. So last na ito, last. If you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
Again, I will tell him, let your will be done in my life. Yes. Kahit amen. Hindi siya yun yung gusto ko, basta yung will mo lang, yes. Lagi. Yes. Just prepare me na lang.
Yun.
Ano yun.
Yay, sorry, naglalag kasi yung computer ko. So that's the end of the fast Q&A round. Yay. So again, for our viewers, free to ask your questions in the comments or even the live chat, kasi pag naka-premiere naman to, may chat na rin. So feel free to share. Tapos any last piece of advice sa ating mga aspiring VAs, aspiring freelancers?
Sa lahat ng mga aspiring freelancers, ang advice ko lang is show up lang talaga. Kahit ready ka man o hindi, you have to put yourselves out there and always train your mind to receive the blessing before it even arrives. And always remember, acknowledge God in everything you do.
Yes. Thank you. Amen. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to share. Anything you'd like to promote pala? Feel free to share.
Ay, wala na naman.
Wala pa. Sige.
Let's connect on LinkedIn na lang.
Oh, next time.
Wala pa.
Yes, check nyo na lang yung link in profile niya sa description. We will put it there. So, if you have any questions, feel free to share. Tapos, invite ka na lang ulit namin pag meron ka ng mga ganap sa ulit sa freelancing. Anyway, before we end, I forgot to share this. So if you want to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conizabala.com/VA book to get to know more information available in hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and audiobook. There, let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you again, Marisa, for the time. We hope to see you soon at makakatulong kami sa program. So for our viewers, we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session or Thursday ulit, 9 PM Manila time. See you. Bye everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.